100 word stories.
Hey everybody, this is Lawrence Simon at the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Probably going to suffocate on my sinuses on the airplane tomorrow. Yay, I got a cold. Yay, chugging orange juice and all that other crap. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story, and it is a pick two. Washing, hope, downward, Nix, lie, thrive, joy, rhapsody. Can you understand a word that I'm saying through this massive wall of phlegm? I can't. We've got stories from people who don't have colds. Richard, Ginger, Jeffrey, John, Charlie, Tom, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tura, Norval Joe, Dwayne, Leanna, and Planet Z. And Coach Z. That always cracks me up. And I got a new picture of Tinny and Miss in there eating their dinner. So, let's hear some stories. And by the time you hear this, hopefully I will have landed in Fort Lauderdale and hold myself up in a room at the Ritz for a few days. Or laying out on the terrace, looking out at the ocean and just pondering existence. Here are the stories, guys. I hope you enjoy them.
General Semantics, sort of, by John DeCleese. Well, first, funk is a strong offensive smell. Second, it is a state of depression. As a verb, it means to avoid a thing out of fear. How did that good old Dutch word get associated with cool, rhythmic dance music? You'd might as well talk about a double-jointed candlestick, or describe Sherman's march as annoying like an ulcer. It is the mahogany mast of semantic meaning that holds up the sail of language and propels our conversation forward. After music became funky, programmers felt empowered to brush aside all meaning in assigning new meanings to established words. Danged arbalistic.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Only a true artist can create an authentic death mask. One skilled with brush and palette, scalpel and blade. Capturing the essence of the departed is a rare skill. You do not merely render the appearance, as in a painting. It must evoke their spirit and soul, capturing the persona, not just the person. My methods are slightly unorthodox. I start with a living subject, assisting them in their transition to death. It's key to capturing that final, essential moment. Then, like any good artist, I try to get under their skin. What good is a mask, if never worn?
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story. The prompt was pick two, and I picked candlestick and brush. Candlestick and brush sat side by side. They looked quite innocent, I must admit. However, the mess in the kitchen was the proof that they had been busy all night. As I stood there, my index finger pointing at them, their big round eyes staring at me, I couldn't help wondering how they had managed to drag a whole cabbage from inside the fridge onto the counter. When I finished admonishing them, they simply stood up and walked away as if nothing had happened, their tails swaying in the air. I'm sure they were thinking, The slave will clean it. And this was my story for this week. I'm sure those of you who have cats will relate. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 596, and it's a pick two this week. Before I start, just want to say, Muncie, I hope you're on the road to recovery, and I hope that we hear from you soon. I've missed your stories. Thinking about you when the Juggalos were marching on Washington. My story this week is called One as Nuts as the Other. When the Southern History Society heard that up north they were tearing down statues of Confederate figures such as Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, and renaming roads and schools named after them, the Society agreed that if the Yankees could try to erase Southern history, they could try to do the same to the North. Any Confederate figure associated with Mr. Lincoln would go, including anything commemorating Grant, or, cursed be his name, Sherman. Sadly, all they could find were tributes to Cary Grant and the Sherman who served with Mr. Peabody in his Wayback Machine. Still, the Society eradicated every one of those. So there. And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more silliness.
Good morning, I'm Richard, and I'm confused. I seem to be having topic deja vu. So I've done two stories this week, one based on the topics I think we should have chosen from, and the other based on topics we were told to choose from. Here we go. The first is called Storm, and the words I've chosen are washing and hope. We boarded up the windows, tied down everything we could, sealed ourselves indoors, and waited. The storm was coming, washing away everything in its path. We had little hope that we stood any chance. If we were lucky, we might not die. Those with any sense had evacuated, but we were pioneers, made of sterner stuff, although others thought us stubborn idiots. Maybe they were right. We braced ourselves for the worst as the first methane clouds appeared, whilst joking about the good old days on Earth, whose hurricanes were a breeze compared to Jupiter's advancing great storm. The second story is called Bargain, and the words I've chosen were mask and mahogany. He was hard to ignore, his hand on my arm gently guiding me through his store, trying to sell me every piece we passed. I was drawn to a painted mask. Then he was pressing it into my hands. Mahogany! I carved it myself, very hard. He had me, and he knew it. I asked him how much. He wrote a figure, a crazy price, but the game was on. I made a crazy offer back, and we haggled. Now, hanging on my wall, I'll never know if I got a bargain, but it was worth it. That's me done. So until next week, when hopefully I'll be a little less confused, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Bent His Thumb Clear Back Onto His Wrist. A lot of people don't know this, but Sherman was double-jointed. Not the kid with Mr. Peabody. That general dude who did the March to the Sea. From November 15th until December 21st, 1864, General William T. Sherman led 60,000 soldiers on a 265-mile march from Atlanta to Savannah, Georgia. Union forces called it the Savannah Campaign. On his orders, railroad tracks were ripped up, heated up white hot, and twisted into bows. Many a plantation had generations-old trees wrapped in Sherman neckties. After the war, Sherman became the first trustee of the University of California. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
I have sent two versions of the assigned queue, as the latest was not the same as the queue published on the website at an earlier date. I may be shooting myself in the dick by making uninvited comments. 9-24-17 pick 2, funk, double jointed, ulcer, mast, mahogany, candlestick, brush, Sherman. I have been in a funk for months. Dating a double jointed, ulcer afflicted lady did not keep my main mast of straight grained, mahogany timber upright. A younger woman would keep my candlestick prominent. Double jointed women have a collagen abnormality and a heightened flight response. Luckily, I had a brush with Holly Sherman while driving through town this morning. I spotted her sitting on a bench awaiting the school bus. Underage, but she was the answer to my prayers. I couldn't get the launch of the frigate off my mind. It was like having a stolen chicken in my pants. 2. 9-24-17 pick 2, washing, hope, downward, nix, lie, thrive, joy, rhapsody. Washing dishes for the Chinese restaurant gave me no hope at all. I was on another downward spiral. I was told to nix the idea of opening my own online business. I thought I had enough talent to do freelance writing, but I was telling myself a big lie. There was no way I could thrive, and I would find no joy in creating a rhapsody of extravagant samples in order to place ads for my business. The only semblance of a writing portfolio I had was my pitiful collection of 100-word stories produced weekly for a website.
Hello, this is Ginger. How much does a mass transit pass cost these days? The last time I took a subway train from downtown Montreal to the suburb of LaSalle was December 2002. Back then, a monthly transit pass was about $60. Just pay the man, show your card, and you would have no trouble getting from A to Z with very few delays. The seats were formed plastic, not mahogany, and the fluorescent lighting illuminated human flesh with ghostly transparency. Usually I would drink sweetened hibiscus herbal tea from a mason jar during commutes. One summer, a fellow passenger sitting opposite to me was noted to be wearing cutoffs, as well as running shoes. He looked tired, old, and slumped. This could be confirmed without candling, as his mast appendages were hanging freely. Was that worth the price of admission?
Tura Brazino here, with a story on the words double-jointed and mahogany. I say, look at this. It's an 1892 Pankton with the double-jointed synchronizing camshaft. The mahogany and gilt brass fittings are rather a decadent touch, but the arrangement of the compensating tandem brackets on the standing frame would make a Swiss watchmaker jealous. It just looks like a steam engine to me, in a steam engine museum, where they store steam engines. Have you no romance? This drew carriages that crowned heads of Europe travelled in. I thought you were an anarcho-libertarian or something like that. Now you're impressed by royalty? Oh, that's just politics. This is a steam engine.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 596, with a prompt of pick two. Well, you know, pick two of the eight. Well, here we go. Though the sound of Astra's laughter filled Axel with joy, his hope for success spiraled downward, with the blush of embarrassment washing over his face. "What makes you think we have sales jobs here?" Astra asked. Axel hoped she wouldn't see through his lie. "A friend told me you might need to move some delicate materials." Her golden eyes were a rhapsody when she smiled. Still, she shook her head. "We're recycling contractors. I hate to nix your enthusiasm. While dealers in contraband may thrive in some places on the galactic battle base, this facility is not one of them." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hidey-ho, everyone. Leiana back for another 100-word story challenge. We have this thing here called Art Prize, which I believe is the largest art competition. Vendors host pieces, and all kinds of people roam about the city to gawk at art and vote. I don't know why I mention this other than to have a tidbit of information about my life. For this week's challenge number 596 on a pick 2, I have the following story titled Getting Warmer. Oh, and this week and last week's music comes from bensound.com. My words flashed upon walls I walked past, compelling me to stop, read, and remember before moving on. "You are my love," I had said to my wife 3 hours before banging another. "Your money's in good hands," I had said, pointing at doctored reports while pocketing their money for my personal gain. "I won't hurt you," I had said as I tightened the cord around her neck and watched the light leave her eyes. There were many more. Until I was descending, there was never any consequences. Now, I wondered just how far down in hell I would go.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, spring rain. Looking out the window, I saw her hanging clothes on the line. The wind blew her hair and it swirled over her face. She began to smile. Suddenly, a cool rain started to fall. The laundry was getting wet, and still she smiled. She began to dance. The pouring rain soaked her hair and her clothes, and still she danced. She began to laugh, dancing and laughing in the spring rain. When winter has passed and everything awakens with new life, I think of her, her dancing and laughing around the clothesline. I see her in the spring rain.
Hi, this is Ginger. It wasn't really a math problem. Grades 8, 3, and 2 each had triplets. Grades 1, 2, and 4 had two sets of twins. Double cousins and extended families complicated the roster with similar-looking namesakes. Pretty soon, attendance could not be gauged. One never really knew for sure who was present or who was absent. No one would name troublemakers. Teachers peered hopelessly into a sea of multiples. Large eyes leered imperviously back and lied about who was who and what was what, or stonewalled. The school registrar faced administrative issues caused by multiple birth households head-on. The next free enrollment to cover administrative costs. Each child is now radio-tagged, weighed in, and marked for study on the first day of school.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Hope is a lie, written in blood over the bed. We followed the trail of blood to the bathroom door, turning the knob, opening the door. She was in the tub, the mayor's daughter, dead, arm draped over the side. What a mess. My partner took out a knife and stabbed her in the heart, wiping down the handle. We can't let it look like suicide. He called a cleanup crew, offered $100. They wanted 200. Deal. Total discretion. They'd get rid of the words on the wall. We'll get our stories straight and call it in.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the pick two topics. If you couldn't understand a word that they were saying, or a word that I was saying for that matter, go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Everything is in text format. You can just read it right there. Read it yourself. Read it to your family and friends. Hey, you can get more of these at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Check it out. And the links to these authors. Now, if I haven't posted a link to a site that people can find the rest of your cool stuff, let me know. I'll update the website. All right? Hey, cool. Yeah. Oh, man. This is... Oh, sinuses. All right. Well, I'm going to go drink some more orange juice. Y'all... Go to the site, the socials, and the this and the that. The next topic is cook. So you got a week to do this. And I'm going to add a few more topics to the hopper. And maybe while I'm there laying out at the Ritz, I'll set up a schedule. I am going to be so unplugged, man. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm there for work. Oops. All right, well, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.